Hello, and welcome to the audio introduction of Lucy Kirkwood's play, The Children, presented by State Theatre Company of South Australia. The performance runs for approximately 1 hour and 40 minutes, with no interval. In a small English coastal cottage, former nuclear scientists Hazel and her husband Robin are enjoying a quiet retirement, despite living just outside the exclusion zone of a dangerously crumbling nuclear power plant. She practices her yoga, while he tends to his cows and, bar the rolling blackouts, their lives seem mostly untouched by the chaos outside. Until a visit from an old friend and colleague with hidden intentions shakes their peaceful existence, forcing them to confront their secret jealousies and their past and future. Content warning. This show contains adult themes, mild coarse language, mild sexual references, and the use of herbal cigarettes. Set description. The Children takes place in Hazel and Robin's elderly cottage. Cracks run across the faded blue walls held together by a timber framework above the rough timber floor. Two wooden doors, one centre back that leads to the toilet and utility room, and one further to the right that is the back door to the outside, are separated by a row of wall hooks holding jackets and hats with gumboots lined up underneath. The area by the doors is raised one step above the rest of the single room. A kitchenette on the right is where a long bench, with shelves at the far end, a sink, and scruffy wooden cupboards below, runs beneath a small paned window. An assortment of plates, mugs, and washing-up gear lines the bench and shelves. Also conspicuous are several thermos flasks, including a pump one, and a supply of bottled water. Next to the bench is a wooden kitchen table with four chairs. On the left, beyond the table, is a single padded armchair with side table and footstool. Behind is an unlit potbelly wood heater, stacked firewood, and a standing lamp, while four groups of unlit candles are set around the room. Tucked at the back right is the bottom few steps of a wooden staircase leading upward. A clothes basket lies on its side by the armchair, spilling garments over the floor. The flooring extends a jagged, uneven front edge into the theatre space. Characters and costumes. Hazel, played by Genevieve Moy, is a woman in her 60s, with white wavy hair cut into a short style. She wears pale blue three-quarter trousers, a white button-up shirt, a magenta puffy vest over the top, and beige sneakers. Robin, a man in his 60s, played by Terence Crawford, has short grey hair and wears a light grey button-down shirt with sleeves rolled to the forearm, worn denim jeans, and brown work boots. Rose, a woman in her 60s, is played by Tina Bursell. She has long platinum blonde hair, worn down, and wears a beige coat, grey button-down shirt, tight denim jeans, and tan suede ankle boots. Creative team. Writer, Lucy Kirkwood. Director, Corey McMahon. Set and costume designer, Victoria Lamb. Lighting designer, Nick Mollison. Composer, Belinda Gellert. Sound designer, Andrew Howard. Event details. Audio-described performances of The Children will take place on Saturday the 10th of February at 2 o'clock p.m. with a tactile tour from 1 p.m. and Monday 12th of February at 7:30 p.m. with a tactile tour from 6:30 p.m. The performances will be held at the Dunstan Playhouse in the Adelaide Festival Centre. Tickets can be booked through Ticketek or the State Theatre Company website. Access information. Please contact the Adelaide Festival Centre on 131 246 for details on current COVID requirements and the best access routes to the theatre complex. At the theatre, access to the Dunstan Playhouse foyer is via the Riverbank Concourse. The Dunstan Theatre is wheelchair accessible and guide dog friendly, and there are two accessible toilets in the venue. One is opposite the bar in the space foyer, the other is opposite the main reception desk near door one of the Dunstan Playhouse. Assistance is offered by venue staff. For all other disability access inquiries, please contact Patron Services on email access@adelaidefestivalcentre.com.au or call 08-8216 8600. For more information on audio-described performances, please contact Access to Arts using the email address audio.describer@access2arts.org.au or voice/text 0415 090 547, or alternatively, speak to one of the audio describers at the theatre. This completes the audio introduction for The Children. Your describers are Joe Ancor and Hen Vaughan.